10. History. Listen to a discussion in a history class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
For thousands of years, the ancient Egyptians were the most powerful force in the world. Yet, they weren't always so powerful. In 1700 BCE, a people called the Hyksos conquered Egypt by using two-wheeled vehicles called chariots. However, eventually, the Egyptians reconquered their lands by using the Hyksos' own weapon against them. Egyptians had developed a chariot that was lighter and faster than that of the Hyksos, allowing them to regain control of Egypt. The chariot went on to transform Egypt into a world power. After this Egyptian victory, there was a major shift in Egyptian warfare. Before, whenever Egyptians went to war, they always stopped at the borders of their own lands. But with the chariot, ancient Egyptians became bolder. Now Egyptians began actively conquering peoples outside their own lands. The chariot was the reason for this. Can anybody tell me why?
Well, it seems to me that the chariot made far-off areas easier to get to. Egyptians could travel great distances in a shorter amount of time.
Definitely. Chariots increased the speed that Egyptians could journey, letting them travel as much as 15 miles per day. Can anyone give me another reason?
Chariots gave the Egyptians a tactical advantage in warfare. While one soldier drove the chariot, another shot arrows or threw spears. It was easier for the soldiers to use weapons when they didn't have to worry about directing a horse.
True. The chariot was to the Egyptians what gunpowder would be to the later world. It gave them the ability to conquer other people quickly and easily. Chariots also required Egyptian soldiers to be well-trained. In order to know how to drive and fight from a chariot, Egyptian soldiers had to know what they were doing. So Egypt had better-trained soldiers as a result of the chariot.
Didn't the Egyptians also use chariots to defend their armies?
Exactly. Egyptians would usually send in their chariots first during war. While the opposing army was busy fighting Egyptian charioteers, Egyptian soldiers on foot could sneak up to the opposing army. This tactic made Egyptian warfare much more efficient.
1. How does the professor present the information he gives to the class? Two. Why does the professor discuss the Hyksos? Three. Why does the professor compare chariots to gunpowder?